This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code. A lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up. Hey.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go.
Welcome to Tuesday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
All right, let's go around the room. We'll do a get to know. Give me a minor stressor from your life, meaning I'm not talking about the most stressful thing happening, but a minor stressor somewhere between like 3 and 5 on the scale. I'll go first, give you guys a second to think about it. Eddie and I are building a pickleball court in my backyard. And so
I've told you not to stress about that.
I'm not stressed about that, but the asphalt's down. We're ready to roll. It's got to sit now for like 30 days. But Eller can't go in the backyard because she'll run on the asphalt. And that's normally where she goes. She runs in the woods. So she's just miserable in the house. And that's a bit stressful. She has a little side yard, but it's not big enough. So what we're going to do is we're going to send her. It's like a 6-7 day camp, training camp, where they train and they get to run and do all. But like, I'm stressed because I don't like when she sleeps overnight, I'm nervous that she's going to be scared. So that's stressful. That's my minor stressor right now. Because she's miserable in the house. And so we're also going to send her, because we're going to be gone too a bit for iHeart Country Festival. So while we're gone, we're not going to be there anyway. She can also learn some manners. It's like a manners camp / I don't know, have fun camp. Eller's our dog that we adopted. So that's my minor stressor. Because I'm just like, what if she's miserable and sad? She's like, am I ever going? She probably has issues because she was on the adopted from the streets, like I was.
And that's sweet of you. Because when I board my dog, I don't think twice about how they're sleeping.
I don't even board Stanley. He gets so sick or gets hurt every time he gets boarded.
Really?
Yeah, somebody has to stay at the house.
Oof.
He's also a fat bulldog. He's been broken 84 times. That's my minor stressor, Amy.
Gosh, my minor stressors range everywhere from what I'm going to wear to iHeart Country Festival. Like, I have no idea, and I feel like I normally know by now, to like trying to figure out communication with my ex-husband now that he has a girlfriend. Like, that's
a stressor.
Oh, I didn't know that.
That goes more than minor, though.
Man, that's minor.
It is.
It's minor. It's not a, I think it's, but that's just the, like, that's just where I am. Like, I'm sitting here contemplating. I was like, well, I guess I'll stay on both. It's just where I am in life. Uh-huh. Huh. So it's like, what do I wear?
Maybe that second one gets easier.
It's not major. New. It's minor because it is a shift in how we communicate, and new circumstances arise that didn't previously exist. Sure. And so it's learning. So that's why it's minor. I'm very happy for him. And I think it will be great overall. It's just still new and new things to process. So it's minor.
Good luck.
And then also it's like, okay, yeah, well, I'll deal with that and I'll figure out what to wear. You know? Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't know if you went on for a while. Okay.
Whoa, man, you buried the lead there. That was a bomb drop right there.
Eddie?
Yeah, okay, so you know I like butterflies, right? And for my birthday, which was March 21st, I got these like seeds to plant flowers. And it was going to be my butterfly garden. And I planted them. I went outside. I picked a little area in my backyard. I planted the seeds. It's been about a month, man. Nothing's coming up.
Any chance that your four kids have destroyed that area?
No, no, no. There's a little fence around it. I put a little fence. Do not step in this area. Like, this is sacred.
Any chance you haven't watered it?
It's rained. It's rained. And when it doesn't rain, I'll go take a little cup and kind of dribble water out there. But they're not coming up. And I'm worried that my seeds just won't come up for the season. And what are the butterflies going to do?
They don't even know that's a potential home, so they're not going to be missing out.
Yeah.
It's like if television was never invented, we wouldn't have been like, where's our favorite TV show?
But I've read that they love these kinds of flowers, man, and if they don't have them...
And I love Breaking Bad, but if it never existed, I wouldn't know.
It's a good point.
You know what I mean?
It's a good point.
Hey, good luck with that, too.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, Lunchbox?
My minor stressor is, like, who am I going to meet up with this weekend in Austin? Like, there's so many people and only such limited time, like... People want to have drinks, and it's like, man, I got to get with this group. Okay, I got an hour there. Can I get over here to this happy hour? So, I mean, that's my stressor is, do I have enough time for all my people in Austin this weekend?
Are you scheduling anything out, or are you just playing it by ear?
Playing it by ear. I wing it.
Mm-hmm. Are you telling them that you're going?
Oh, yeah, people already hit me up. Like, hey, we're going to grab drinks. Oh, yeah, yeah, we'll grab drinks, but it's just like...
Oh, you don't assign a time. You just say, we are, and then you...
Yeah, because it's so hard to assign a time because you don't know what... You got to be fluid. Because what if you're having a great time with one group? You don't want to bail on that group to go meet with the other group.
That's why you're inviting them to come with the other group.
Yeah. I thought he was going to say you have to be fluid because work stuff pops up.
No, no, of course not.
I don't think that was going to be it. I never
Lunchbox, do you have your outfits picked out?
Oh, yeah. You're wearing bracelets again?
Yeah.
No, man.
Rings?
No.
Bracelets and rings?
No, necklace?
No necklace. Oh, but no. They didn't.
You were going hard, though, when you used to do that.
Well, this time my outfit was provided by JCPenney, and so they gave me like a sheet of things to choose from, and there was no bracelets on there.
You can add them, though. There's still time.
I'm sure you can accessorize.
Well, yeah, I did. Still time. I could. I did. I sent it to Ryan, and he circled everything, and that's what I got.
Okay. Well, good luck.
Thank you.
And good luck with all your friends.
Ryan,
there's so many friends.
Is his stylist, by the way, guys.
It's his friend. He's not a stylist.
Let's open up the mailbag.
You send an email, and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. I never expected to find myself in this dilemma. The other night, my wife had a dream where I was awful to her. Apparently, I said nasty things. I treated her terribly. She woke up feeling upset at me, even though I did nothing. She told me all about it. And then she wanted me to apologize. I said, that's ridiculous. She said it would make her feel better if I apologized. Now, I don't want to make it a thing that I'd start apologizing for something happens in her dream. Am I crazy? Would you apologize to keep the peace? Signed, husband of her dreams.
I mean,
what's the problem?
This is
yeah.
I don't understand.
An issue.
Go ahead.
The easy thing to do is, yeah, to just be like, hey, I'm sorry you had that dream. And also, for whatever I did, I'm sorry. But also, she shouldn't be asking him to apologize for something he did in his dream. So I just have a problem with that. You know, that's weird.
Eddie?
Look, I don't know why women do this, but they have dreams.
Not all women do.
My wife does. Bones, has your wife ever done this?
I have a whole bit of my stand-up set about it.
Yeah. And what do you do about it? You're like, hey, my bad. Sorry for the guy in your dream who looks like me, who did you wrong. It wasn't me. But there's no problem here. Just apologize and get over it.
Yeah, why can't me and her dream apologize?
Oh, he's not going to.
He's a bad dude?
The dream guy? Not gonna apologize.
Huh. Yeah, what's up
well,
with
what
this?
Well, what if me and her dream does something good? Do I get rewarded for it?
Ooh, good question.
Because I'm happy to suffer as long as she's honest about the good me in the dream when it does really good things. But then you got to count on her to be honest about it. Yeah, I would just apologize.
Let's get it over with.
Literally, there's no precedent being set here that you always have to... How hard is it? Oh, man, I'm sorry I did that to you in your dreams. That's crazy. Right. I would never do that to you in real life.
Right, that's
the
it.
End.
You're
the
done.
End.
Right, no, I'm with you. I feel like that's the easiest thing. But, like, why are women...
Up.
Y'all are saying this is very common.
Yeah, you said it this time.
You said it too without even knowing you were saying it.
No, I knew I was saying it because y'all just said y'all.
Don't put me into it.
You said you have a whole stand-up thing about it.
About my wife specifically getting mad at me in her dreams.
And my wife does it.
He just said women. Eddie, put the women tag on there.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Lunchbox, does your wife do it?
No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, my wife's crazy, but wait, she's never got mad at me for a dream, and that's why I just tell her, hey, you're crazy.
Let me back up. I don't know why any human would require an apology for something that happened in a dream.
Exactly.
Like,
tell her quit being crazy.
It's not really rational if you think about it.
I hear you.
Can you tell someone quit being crazy?
No. Yes.
Yeah.
No.
That and relax. Those two things work every single time. Relax. Listen, if you just want to move on with life, you say, I'm really sorry that I did that to you in your dream, because I would never do that to you in real life. Uh-huh. And then you're able to move on and avoid whatever. If you're trying to set a precedent, you just do what you're doing and avoid it. But sometimes precedents aren't worth setting because it's a dream. Just apologize. But then give the little tag at the end, because I would never in real life do that.
That's a good tag.
Because that means that's fake life you're making me apologize for. And then also say, the next time I do something good in a dream, please let me know, because I'd love for you to wake up and tell me how great I am.
And you'll never hear anything, because she ain't going to tell you the good
exactly.
things.
Exactly.
Why? Why?
Hey, women, right?
No,
I'm just kidding.
Humans.
Just kidding. Humans. All right, thank you. Close it up.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Okay, walk us through it.
Okay, so my friend is newly dating a guy from another country. So he doesn't have any family here, really, some friends. And he had to have an emergency appendectomy or whatever it's called.
Can I just stop for 1 second?
Yes.
Now, do we believe this friend is actually a friend of hers or is her?
Might be her.
I don't have a decision yet.
Okay, we're just torn on it.
Yeah,
got it. Either way, this is a true story, right?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
After date 4, he had to call an ambulance, come get him. And then they're like, oh, yeah, you need to have your appendix removed like right away. So then as the person that's newly dating him, again, only 4 dates, I have a list of things of like multiple choice of what do you do if you're the girl.
So the girl did one of these? Or are you asking us what we would do?
I'm asking what you would do, and then I'll tell you what she did.
4 dates is a decent amount. After like date, that bridge of date 2 to 3, that feels like you're starting to at least wade in knee deep.
Mm-hmm. By one date?
2 to 3 is kind of that gap.
Okay.
And 3 to 4, you're up to that kind of thighs. You go on 4.
Oh, man.
Okay, go ahead.
Do you A, wish him well via text and ask him to keep you posted?
Bro, that's tough.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a tough one, okay?
B, visit him in the hospital. Maybe bring him a get well balloon or something.
Good. Okay.
C, stay with him in the hospital. Mm-hmm. D, let him stay at your place until he fully recovers.
What? Mm-hmm. Well, first I would like to say it depends on how much she likes him and sees that it could possibly, not marriage, but it could possibly be a relationship that lasts a long time. Because if it's a relationship that she sees some real future in, number one is off the table. Now, it can be, you can put it on the table if you want. But if it's, you've been on 4 dates and you've, because if you do one, it's over. Once his appendix is healed, it's over. You ain't dating anymore.
I think you also have to factor in, like, taking into consideration that this is someone you know doesn't have family in this country.
Oh,
so, like,
right.
Even more so. If you do number one, you don't date anymore once he's better.
Which is just the text. Hope
yes.
you're doing all
text.
Right.
HBD. Oh, sorry, wrong letters. That means happy birthday. Hope you're doing well. Get well. So, no, it can't be A if there's potentially a future. So B would be you go to the hospital, right, and stay with them.
Stay.
No. B was visit. Just
yeah,
visit with balloons.
With the balloon.
Got it. Yeah. So B is okay. I think B's okay. I'm not doing D unless I think there's a chance to like marry them.
D is like take them home and take care of them. And
D is like they stay at your place till they get better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's like sponge bath stuff.
So give me what B and C are.
B's visit him with a balloon. Mm-hmm. C, stay with him in the hospital. And then, yeah.
I mean, I could see like a hybrid of B and C, but that's not even a question here. I would say, because this is even a bit that you pitched, your friend probably did A or D, but I'm going to say I would probably do B with a little bit of C. If it were me personally, I'd probably go B, a little bit of C. But I'm going to bet your friend did D or A, because it's not that entertaining if they just go to see him in the hospital.
Correct.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm going to go, your friend did D.
Okay.
What do they do?
My friend did A.
Oh.
She sent a text said, hey, keep me updated.
Yeah, she's out.
It's over. It's done.
So she didn't really like him that much.
No, the thing is, I think she does. It's just interesting how different personalities, like she just didn't want to overstep or assume. But also, it's interesting because I think he was texting like, hey, yeah, you can come up here. And she's like, keep me posted. Get better. So it's like, would you, as someone you're newly dating, be like, hey, I'm in the hospital, like,
but
come visit
four
me?
Four dates is not newly dating. 4 dates is pretty new dating.
But at 4 dates, if you decide you don't want to date anymore, do you have to have a talk? Or can you just,
no,
like,
disappear? No. Listen, I was ghosting champion. I was ghosting champion of 2020. you know, back in the day. I won it 3 years in a row is amazing. Still got the trophies.
Right.
So, no. If they're in the hospital, you can do that text day, but you're never going to date them again.
Okay. I think they may have a little something, but she texted.
If I were in the hospital, and I know anybody, and somebody I've been out with a few times didn't even come to the hospital, like, randomly to bring me stuff, out. Out. That's a lot to expect of somebody, though. Somebody to come by the hospital?
Yeah.
That's great. Morgan.
I would do it.
Morgan, what do you think?
Oh, yeah. I would not have just sent a text. I would have been up there and visiting. I wouldn't have let him stay. That's too much. But if she's interested, you'd be visiting for sure.
Visiting and spending time up there.
It just shows how we're so different. Because I agree. Like, I would go by and visit. But I really do think she liked him. But that was still her way of handling it. But maybe it's just like to... Some people just keep people at.
But I would look at it as an investment. Like, I'm investing towards the future more than I am, like, having feelings or emotions about it. I would be like, if I like this person, I need to show up and make sure this person still likes me when they come out of this.
Did she get the ick that he had, like, an emergency surgery, like, that all happened? Because sometimes people get the ick at really weird things, and that could have just caused, like, ick.
He's like, his appendix ruptured. Hey,
I don't know.
That
people
comes
have
at weird times.
Icks.
Yeah.
And if you don't like them already, and then this happens, you're like, ick, I'm out.
Mm-hmm. Ick? Okay. That just means you're grossed out by it?
Yeah.
It means it's something that happens that makes you not like, it's, yes, okay. Basically grossed out.
Yeah.
Talk to the old person, Morgan.
Yeah, I don't know what that means.
So, like, if you get an ick, like, it's kind of like an almost red flag, and you're kind of like, ooh, this will give me an out. Kind of like if you see something, and you're just like, ick.
My wife calls out my ick sometimes.
Is that, like, give us an example of your
I'm going to ask her right now, what are my icks?
I would say probably that when you had longer hair.
I didn't ask you.
Oh, yeah. Beard. Beard's probably an ick.
I didn't ask you. I didn't ask you for my icks.
Oh, no.
You know what I mean?
You're just guessing.
You're speculating now.
But do you remember
you're speculating. I liked my hair like that. You're speculating icks, and that is not nice.
It's interesting. Your hair's not like that anymore.
My wife made me cut it.
Exactly.
She didn't like your beard either, dude.
Exactly.
The beard was definitely an ink.
An ick.
Not ink.
Eddie.
Ick. I'm going to ask, though. But you can't. It's unfair to speculate on an ick because it's hurtful.
Well, you because came if it's into not an work ick, then and you said, get, no, you
but
said.
But if it's not an ick, then you just said what you're.
No. I feel like I was taking context clues, and you came in with the little ponytail, and you're like, "Oh, my wife hates it," which means I'm going to wear it.
That wasn't a ponytail; that was in the front of your head.
Your ponytail was so funny because it wasn't pony; it was like top,
like a unicorn.
Yeah, like a horn. Yes,
so weird.
Okay, ask my wife what my ex were. We'll get back with her.
Okay, cool.
And tell your friend bad move.
Okay.
What country are they from?
I don't know.
Oh.
I know that they met at soccer.
Ah, he's so Brazilian.
Europe. That could be anywhere but America.
He's Brazilian.
Anywhere but America.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
So a little backstory before we get to the good part. Back in 2022, 50 cats were found crammed into a hot car at a rest stop. Like, they were living in the car with the owner. It was a really terrible, terrible situation. But one of the cats escaped and was found severely injured with a fractured jaw, covered in all kinds of gross things. But
how do you fit 50 cats in a car?
Yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, a veterinarian named Nicole, she took in the cat. The cat survived, was determined to live. So they ended up naming the cat Hercules.
Mm.
Hercules.
Yeah, that's good. My dog, Dusty, who is not alive anymore, have Stanley and Eller. But Dusty, they raided like a kennel where they were holding, had a bunch of dogs.
Ugh,
that's how I got him.
That's terrible.
They raided there were like way too many dogs in this place. And then I saw it on the news and I was like, I'll take one. So we went and got one during the show and took it and had him for like 15 years. It's awesome. But I felt, that's crazy. 50 in a car.
Dusty used to close your door. He used to blow my
mind. Oh, he was trained like crazy. You know what Stanley does, my bulldog?
Nothing.
Yeah. Just paperweight. I love him, though.
Well, now the cool part, fast forward about 2 years. And, you know, since then, he's been living with his new owner, Jill LeBrun, who's a pediatric nurse. She fostered him at first and then decided to adopt him. Well, guess what? He's now in ads at Target.
Oh, that's cool.
So he's a feline model.
Oh, wow. Didn't know those were...
fragrance-free clumping cat litter. And there's Hercules.
Yeah, that's Hercules the cat litter.
That's so cool.
So he's on select products at Target, which is just really cool because he was once, you know, in a car, escaped on the streets, about to die, and now look at him.
Turned his life around.
Hope that vet gets like a little percentage, you know?
That'd be nice.
Oh, yeah.
Vet/agent.
True.
All right, there you go. Good story. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
We are this close to crowning an NBA champ. And with the action heating up on the court, it's even hotter at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. If you're new to DraftKings, listen up. New customers can get a no-sweat bet up to $1,500. Just deposit at least $5 and you'll get a bonus bet back equal to your first bet if it doesn't hit. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use the code BONES. That's the code BONES for new customers to get a no-sweat bet up to $1,500 if your first bet doesn't hit. Only on DraftKings, the crown is yours. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help's available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. One no sweat bet per new customer issued as one bonus bet based on amount of initial losing bet. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility, wagering, and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Last season, millions tuned into the Betrayal podcast to hear a shocking story of deception. I'm Andrea Gunning. And now we're sharing an all-new story of betrayal. Stacy thought she had the perfect husband. Doctor, father, family man. It was the perfect cover for Justin Rutherford to hide behind.
They led me into the house, and I mean, it was like a movie. He was sitting at our kitchen table. The cops were guarding him.
Stacy learned how far her husband would go to save himself.
I slept with a loaded gun next to my bed.
He did not just say, I wish he was dead. He actually gave details and explained different scenarios on how to kill him.
He, to me, is scarier than Jeffrey Dahmer.
Listen to Betrayal on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Melissa Fumero.
And I'm Stephanie Beatriz. You may know us from television.
99.
And now we're here with our very own podcast, More Better with Stephanie and Melissa. We've known each other for thousands of years.
And we've been through it all together.
And we are totally killing it. We are literally the best.
No notes. Life is great.
None of that was true. JK, JK. Join us on our excellent adventure as we take on topics like listening to yourself.
There were a lot of red flags, and it did take me 8 years to get there, but I got there.
The challenge of self-care.
This is important because now you're about to be a mom of two kids.
And making friends as an adult.
We're going to share our struggles.
Just white-knuckling through life, babe.
We're going to speak to experts,
and we're going to share everything we learn
with you. Listen to More Better with Stephanie and Melissa as part of the Michael Duda Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We search the internet for riddles for kids. We play this game called Riddle Me This. Your example is, what belongs to you but others use it more than you?
Name.
Your name.
Yes.
Yes. Riddle Me This. Amy, you're up first. When I finish the riddle the second time, you'll have 15 seconds to answer the riddle. Ready?
Ready.
Pretty easy, round one. What goes up but never comes down? What goes up but never comes down? Riddle me this.
Oh, your age.
Correct.
I would have lost that one.
Lunchbox. What gets wetter as it dries? What gets wetter as it dries? Riddle me this.
Towel.
Correct.
Ooh.
Good job, good job, good job, good job. Next one. Eddie, round one. Pretty easy. If an electric train is traveling 60 miles per hour and going against the wind, which way will the train's smoke drift?
Hold on. Say that again.
If an electric train is traveling 60 miles per hour and going against the wind, which way will the train's smoke drift? Riddle me this.
I see you trying to mess with me there. It's an electric train. There's no smoke.
Correct.
Woo!
Good. Everybody got through the round, so we'll get a little harder.
I was trying to do the math.
Okay, well, that's the whole point, you know? Amy. Riddle me this. What state has four eyes but cannot see?
What state has four eyes but cannot see? What state has four eyes but cannot see?
I don't understand the can't see part. Mississippi.
Correct. M-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-P-P-I. Four eyes.
But what's the can't see part?
Can't see it. They're not eyes.
Oh, eyes. Okay. Got it anyway.
Ooh, it's close.
Lunchbox. Riddle me this. What's as big as a hippo but weighs nothing at all? What's as big as a hippo but weighs nothing at all? Riddle me this.
What's as big as a hippo but weighs nothing at all? I have no idea.
That's crazy, man.
What is as big as a hippo but weighs nothing at all?
Answer?
The word hippo.
Incorrect. Oh. It's the hippo's shadow. The hippo's shadow.
Oh, it's not a life-size drawing of the hippo?
It is not. I think that would weigh something.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah. Lunchbox eliminated. Eddie.
Yeah.
What has a mouth, a bed, and always runs?
That's a river.
That's correct. Can you read a second time?
Oof.
Good job.
Woo!
We're down to two. Riddle me this. Amy. There's only one word in the dictionary that's spelled wrong. What is it?
Wrong.
Correct. Wow.
Yeah.
Trying to trick us.
Good job. Wow. Eddie.
Come on.
Miss Jones has four daughters. Each of her daughters has one brother. How many children does Miss Jones have?
What? Say that again, please.
I don't know how you get randomly the math one, because I go in order.
I know.
I go in order all the way down.
I have dysfunction, dude.
Dyscalculia.
Whatever.
Miss Jones has four daughters. Okay. Each of her daughters has one brother. How many children does Miss Jones have? Riddle me this.
Oh, she has four daughters. She has four children.
Yeah, but
Miss Jones has four daughters.
Says each of her daughters has one brother. You already, so that's wrong.
Five kids.
The main question I read twice was each have one brother.
That
would have been five.
So stupid.
But you didn't even listen. It wasn't even a thing. Amy, you won. You want another one for fun?
Sure.
Grandpa went for a walk, and it started raining. He forgot to bring an umbrella and, well, didn't have a hat. When he got home, his clothes were soaking wet, but not a hair on his head was wet. How is that possible? Grandpa went for a walk. It started raining. He forgot to bring an umbrella, and he did not have a hat. When he got home, his clothes were soaking wet, but not a hair on his head was wet. How's that possible?
Grandpa's bald.
Correct.
Okay.
Just have to listen.
She nailed. Yeah. You just missed that by not listening.
Don't.
Want one more just for fun?
Yeah.
In a one-story house at the corner of the road, the bedrooms were yellow, the kitchen was orange. The living room was red, the garage was blue, the entry hall was green, and the sitting room was purple. What color were the stairs?
It's a one-story house.
Correct.
Okay.
Ah, she's good.
She's a listener.
She's real good.
Wow.
That's just too much info, man.
That's the point. It's trying to trick you with too much info.
So much.
Well, let's just go until you miss.
Okay.
What number is odd until you take one letter away, then it becomes even? What number?
Seven.
Correct.
Dang.
Take away the S.
Yeah, even.
Yeah.
S7 goes to lose the S, it's even. This may be the greatest run in Riddle Me This history. I follow you all the time and copy your every move, but you can't touch me or catch me. What am I?
Well,
I follow you all the time. I copy your every move.
Is this sort of like the hippo? Or it's
but you can't touch me or catch me. What am I?
Shadow.
Correct. Or reflection. Both would have been accepted.
Okay.
I'm the beginning of everything and the end of everything. I'm the beginning of eternity and the end of time and space. What am I? I'll do it again. I'm the beginning of everything. I'm the end of everything.
Yeah.
I'm the beginning of eternity and the end of time and space. What am I?
Oh, your E.
The letter E, yeah. This is the greatest run in Riddle Me history.
How is that E? I don't understand that one.
The beginning of everything.
E.
E, correct.
End of time, E.
Uh-huh.
E.
Eternity, E. Space, E.
That's crazy. Mm-hmm. Amy, that's amazing that you got that.
Ready?
Ready.
Three doctors said Bill was the brother. Bill says he has no brothers. How many brothers does Bill actually have?
Oh, God. What?
This is a good one.
Wait, what? Hold on.
Three doctors said Bill was their brother. Bill says he has no brothers. How many brothers does Bill have? 10 seconds.
I'm trying to think if this is something.
Three doctors said Bill was their brother. Bill says he has no brothers. How many brothers does Bill actually have?
Oh, gosh.
3 seconds.
Three doctors say three different doctors and Bill's
a
three.
Time.
I don't know.
None.
Why?
Bill has three sisters.
Oh, oh, my God.
You're sexist.
Oh,
sexist.
You're
sexist.
Oh.
Sexist.
Oh.
Sexist.
I deserve this. I am sexist. I was picturing three old men in white coats.
Yeah.
Like this.
Hey, look,
sorry.
That's the greatest run in real history.
I am a millennial that
you
has been
the, hey, you're
conditioned.
The man. Sexist to say.
Sexist.
Sexist.
I'm sexist.
She admits.
I hate right. this. I mean, I'm not, but definitely have work to do because I was picturing.
That's
maybe
the point of the riddle.
Men,
no. Yeah.
Because brothers, men, you're automatically.
Yeah, yeah.
Like if
no,
you said
no,
sisters.
No need. Hey, no need. You're good. You're all good. All right, good job. There's Amy, our winner. Here's a voicemail from Alex from D.C.
I just finished the segment where you guys talked about everything that was annoying about each other. And as entertaining as it was, can you guys do like what you guys really enjoy about each other? And I know that'll be hard for Lunchbox, but it'll be really good. Feel good. And I know Amy will love it too. Okay, love the show.
We can go one here. I'll go first round. We can do it in different segments.
You're going to do one about everyone
yeah,
here?
I'll do one about everybody.
Okay.
I'll go with Amy first. What I enjoy about Amy is, well, a couple things, but what comes to mind first, because it's very recent, is to watch how strong she has had to be during a very turbulent time in her life, which was her dad dying, getting a divorce, lots of personal things happening at once. And even for a bit where she was like, hey, I need to take a break and step away from the show. I thought even that showed lots of growth because I always encourage that, where she didn't force herself to come in and endure and fake that she wasn't doing good. So I think that's what my answer would be now is kind of the courage and strength and also the ability to be open to different types of growth. I mean, Amy's definitely not the same person, and none of us are, but Amy's definitely not the same person she was 7 or 8 years ago, even in fundamental ways. But she's never shied away from being like, you know what, I think I'm changing and I'm good with that. That's what I would say about you.
Thank you.
Thoughts?
Holy. Wow.
It's beautiful.
What?
That was deep. I thought you were just going to be like, I like that she
shows
up.
She makes me
work.
Laugh.
Or right. She's a good friend. Like
that's what I thought too, man. Yeah.
I mean, but hey, wow.
You nailed yeah. it.
I thought that's just what came to mind.
Okay. Well,
thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah. Eddie.
He makes me laugh.
Exactly. Get ready, dude. When it's one line, you know it ain't good.
No, I think for those that are new to the show, I would say that Eddie is my best friend now. Eddie is my best man at my wedding. Eddie, a couple things that come to mind. I'm just going to go because this will be like an award speech where they're like, I wish I would have said this. So I'm just going from, I'm dominant here. Two things. One, Eddie had two children and then he got a call going, hey, we need you to come and foster this baby. And he was like, I do not want to do this. He didn't want to do it. He was many times, I don't want to do it. But to watch him now have two new children that he fostered and now adopted, and like he constantly preaches how, even to me away from microphones, how much he loves it and how awesome it is, like for him to be so like, I don't want to do it, to be like, it is like brought real meaning to my life, like that shows me that people can pivot a bit, like they really can believe one thing and then kind of learn another and admit they were wrong a bit. So that's cool. And also Eddie's just the best to like be around. I'm such an overly type A that it's annoying even to myself. And Eddie's just like fun and happy to be around and like along for the ride and let's just go. But he's also the funniest person, aside from my wife, is like the funniest person I've ever met. But we've worked together like on stage so long that he's at times over there lobbing me softballs to make me funny because he knows where I'll go if he sets me up. And I think with Eddie, that's probably what I would say. Those two things would be the two things I would say.
Thanks, man.
The first one outweighs the second one, but the second one helps me a lot.
Wow.
Because that's very unselfish of you to go, I could take the joke here, but instead I'm going to actually set you up because I know you'll see this setup and let you be funny. And I think that's an underappreciated skill that you have.
Wow. Cool. Thanks.
You're welcome, man.
Wow.
Lunchbox.
That was deep, too.
You mean... Wow, look at you. What a treat. You show up every
you
day.
You make me laugh.
No, I'm kidding. Right, I'm kidding.
All right, go to break.
I'm kidding. Lunchbox doesn't care what people think about him. And not that really any of us do in the way of we come and we say things and they could be unpopular, but I'm not even talking about that. Like when he talks about eating his own toenails, like it takes a different kind of DGAF to admit that kind. Like he admits a lot, like that he like loves smelling his own
socks.
Shin guards and socks.
Yeah, I do after every soccer game, man. Before I put them on, then after I smell them every time and don't wash them, they still smell the same.
The fact that he can do these bits, these cringe bits where he goes up to people and is like, will you put lotion on me? Like, I don't have that. I don't have that. So the fact that he does that and will show up and go, because I don't know, it's got to make you uncomfortable sometimes too. And if it doesn't, like, something's broken, man. We need to get that checked out. But
I probably have something broken because
No. The fact that he can just do that and not
care. I walk away laughing to myself thinking, man, they think I'm crazy.
Just is wild to me. So that, and Lunchbox has been here the longest. All before all you goons, he joined the show without even a microphone. We had two microphones and not even one for him. So Lunchbox has been here longer than all you guys. So with Lunch, it's the ability to just go and, you had to develop that skill, I would think, right?
I think I've had it since I was a kid.
Oh, my God. That would be what I would say about Lunchbox.
Yeah, when I was door-to-door salesman, and they would say, maybe tomorrow. They were really saying no, but I didn't understand
you
that.
You go back tomorrow?
I went back the next day.
So, okay.
He's consistent.
There's mine down. Wow. Over the next, we'll catch up with everybody. Tomorrow, Mike, we'll do another one if you make a note.
Oh, boy, we got to do that.
I like it. That's cool, man.
Yeah.
Who left that voicemail?
Alex in D.C.
That's awesome.
Alex.
We need more of that. Alex in D.C., we appreciate that. Because we did do two segments of how annoying. But it was only because a caller asked
somebody
that
asked.
As well. Yes.
Right.
All right, here's a voicemail we got.
Hey, Bobby, is Evie doing hair transplants?
Great question. Dr. Ragland's on the show on Thursday.
Yeah.
He will talk about this with us. Eddie did not want to go to Turkey.
No, who would?
A lot of people.
They did, but
he said yes. Then he was like, yes. And I was like, well, there's also someone we can talk to that's really good in America. So we're going to talk to him on Thursday. A lot of guys can listen in on this. So we'll find out probably later this week or next week. All right, here's Kimmy from Virginia.
Calling to give Amy a morning corny. Where do you take someone after they've had a peekaboo accident? You take them to the ICU. Hope you guys have a great day. Talk to you later.
That's pretty good. Haven't I heard that one? That's a pretty good one.
Oh, I've told it, but years ago. Bobby,
that's a pretty good one, though.
It is really good. And I think when I did it, y'all are like, wow, that's actually good.
That's a pretty good one, though. Yeah.
Yeah, no, she did great.
Yeah, I think she wrote that one. All right.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
Typewriters are making a comeback, and it's all thanks to Taylor Swift and on her new album. She sings about, I left the typewriter at the house or whatever. And now typewriter places are like, yeah, our repairs have gone up. More people are visiting. Like, it's just one place even put a sign on their door that said, tortured poets, inquire within.
I think we are the very, very, very last generation because we caught the very, very, very tail end of typewriters.
Yeah.
Even like electric typewriters. I took a typing class.
Yeah, I think I did.
And it wasn't with a computer.
That's crazy, man.
We were at the very end of typewriters and at the very beginning of internet. So if you're like that Gen X versus...
Millennial.
Millennial. You're right in that, which we are, in that fringe. You got to experience like the old world and you can still be good at the new world, which is pretty crazy. But yeah, don't get a typewriter, everybody. The ribbon, it's miserable.
It's a pain.
And then you have to go white out if you mess
up. You can't erase it.
No, and it doesn't do the little squiggly line under it if you misspell something.
Right.
You just don't even know.
Well, I guess that's one thing people have even been asking, like, is ribbon still available? And they've had to clarify, like, yeah, we got ribbon. We got plenty of ribbon, lots of ribbon. And speaking of Taylor Swift, the University of Tennessee is going to be offering a course on her next semester. Like, colleges seem to do this around, but this one made the news because it's going to be a comprehensive understanding of Taylor's impact on celebrity and then strategies, I guess, Taylor used.
So cool. What's happening, and these colleges are smart about it, is these are mostly classes they were teaching anyway when it comes to culture, strategy, PR. But all you got to do is attach somebody famous's name to it and it makes the news. And then people love Taylor Swift. So it's like, I'm getting in the class. And they'll probably a little more of the study of Taylor and how she did it. But really, it's a PR class that has been taught anyway.
Okay.
Oh, okay. I thought they invented it just for these celebrities.
Modify them a bit, but there are classes that were, for the most part, already being taught in that category anyway, which makes them a little more appealing.
Yeah. And I wonder if it counts towards like your...
It does.
Okay, good.
Like if you're like in a PR or communications or like an elective. For example, Garland County Community College is doing how to be left-handed. It's me. It's about me.
That's a one-day class?
Yes, it is. You can show up, you're like, this sucks, and you get out. All right, go ahead.
Sour Patch Kid flavor Oreos are happening.
Oh, that does not sound good. I like Oreo flavor and I like Sour Patch Kids, but that does not sound good together.
Well, so what's crazy is it all started as a joke back in 2022. The Sour Patch Kids people tweeted a photoshopped picture of this Oreo. Oh. Like they dreamt it up and then they tagged Oreo and said, what if we actually made them? That would be fun. And
I bet you it did not start from a tag.
That's 2 years ago.
They had to be
in negotiations already.
Or talking about it.
Oh.
I learned this in the Oreo class I took in college. Oreos and the strategy behind it. Yeah.
Oh, dang.
It looks disgusting. And I love both of those.
Okay. Well, I'm intrigued. I want to try it. And they're going to be in grocery stores next Monday, so May 6th. All right. And then something that may be coming back, Jennifer Aniston may be redoing Dolly's 9 to 5.
Oh, that would be good.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, the movie. I was thinking the song. I'm like, what?
I did too. I was like, Jennifer Aniston?
Yeah, so no, originally Dolly, Jane Fonda, Lily Tomlin. Cool. And they remake it. I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
About 5 years ago, Michael Hearn, who lives in Atlanta, weighed 450 pounds. And obviously that weight was negatively affecting him in a lot of ways. His health, his heart. His cardiologist said, if you don't lose weight, it's not going to be good for you. So he's like, all right. So he starts to just slowly change his lifestyle. He's now lost over 200 pounds.
God.
To which he says, mostly it's eating. Like
cutting back?
It's not even cutting back. It's just eating the right things.
Oh.
Because you can eat a lot of protein or a lot of vegetables, mm-hmm. and you really don't have to cut back so much as long as you're eating right and doing a little exercise. But he's now become more active. He ran his first 5K, and now he's going to do 100 half marathons in all 50 states.
Wow. That's
so, yeah, it's like to a stage. He's got 63 done so far.
Dude, I wouldn't think losing 250 pounds is possible.
200.
That's just a lot of weight to lose. You think it's just so hard.
Mike D lost over 100.
Crazy.
He keeps going. He's at -7 right now. Sometimes I don't even see him. He turns to the side. I'm like, where did Mike go? So, yeah, big shout out to Michael Hearn in Atlanta. It's a great story. It's super inspiring. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Did you ever play the over-under game with your friends? You know, I think I can eat a piece of pizza in under 30 seconds. Or I know it'll take you over a minute to drink that entire 2-liter. If you have, you're going to love Pick 6, the new fantasy game from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Now, here's how to play during the NBA playoffs. Pick between 2 and 6 players and choose if they have more or less of a certain stat. Rebounds, points, assists, and a whole bunch more. Track your picks, play against others for a shot to win huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now and use the code BONES for a shot at huge cash prizes. That's the code BONES. Only on DraftKings Pick 6. The crown is yours. Gambling problem. Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Last season, millions tuned into the Betrayal podcast to hear a shocking story of deception. I'm Andrea Gunning, and now we're sharing an all-new story of betrayal. Stacy thought she had the perfect husband. Doctor, father, family man. It was the perfect cover for Justin Rutherford to hide behind.
They led me into the house, and I mean, it was like a movie. He was sitting at our kitchen table. The cops were guarding him.
Stacy learned how far her husband would go to save himself.
I slept with a loaded gun next to my bed.
He did not just say, I wish he was dead. He actually gave details and explained different scenarios on how to kill him.
He, to me, is scarier than Jeffrey Dahmer.
Listen to Betrayal on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Melissa Fumero.
And I'm Stephanie Beatriz. You may know us from television.
99.
And now we're here with our very own podcast, More Better with Stephanie and Melissa. We've known each other for thousands of years.
And we've been through it all together.
And we are totally killing it. We are literally the best.
No notes. Life is great.
None of that was true. JK, JK. Join us on our excellent adventure as we take on topics like listening to yourself.
There were a lot of red flags, and it did take me 8 years to get there, but I got there.
The challenge of self-care.
This is important because now you're about to be a mom of two kids.
And making friends as an adult.
We're going to share our struggles.
Just white-knuckling through life, babe.
We're going to speak to experts,
and we're going to share everything we learn
with you. Listen to More Better with Stephanie and Melissa as part of the Michael Duda Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's a story of a lady, she's older. She did one of the things where she fell in love with somebody online and it was a scammer. And so out like 70 grand or so. And you hate to see it. And so she really felt like she had no way out. So she went and robbed a bank.
Oh.
I know.
Wow. Oh, no.
I know.
Oh,
that's
no.
From the Daily Star. If I'm the judge, I go, how old are you? 74. Okay. This led you to that? Okay.
But you still can't rob a bank.
You can't, and therefore, that's a lot of litter picking up.
Yeah.
Oh, no jail time.
Oh, she's not going to prison?
Maybe she goes to, like, Chrisley jail for a year.
Okay.
But there's not much, she doesn't have much time left, and I feel bad for her, because obviously if you fall for a scammer like that, and you're sending $70,000, you know, everything's not clicking. Or you go, you're mentally incompetent to go to prison, which happens, because again, the reason she robbed the bank was because she was scammed and gave.
What did that? When you, can you plead insanity?
I don't know that insanity would be the word here.
The story is insane.
Can you plead vulnerable?
Hey, it is insane.
So, yes, sad and vulnerable.
There you go.
That's a tough one. It's a tough one to win.
Is that a plead?
Nope.
Okay.
You can plead whatever you want, but that's unfortunate in every way. She felt like she had no other way to make money, so she had to rob a bank.
Mm.
Oof. I hate that. But if I'm the judge, I'm going a little lenient because to fall for that first thing, she has to not all the way be clicking, you know? That sucks. All right, let's go over to Amy with the Morning Corny.
The Morning Corny.
How excited was the gardener about the arrival of spring?
How? Oh.
So excited he wet his plants.
That was the Morning Corny.
That's a good one.
Nice work, Amy.
I like that one. That's a good one. I was today years old when I found this out. So what is it that you discovered or learned that you feel like you probably learned way later than everybody else? Eddie?
This is crazy. Do you know the song, Don't Worry, Be Happy?
Here's a little song I wrote. Might want to sing. Okay.
Did you know that this whole song is a cappella?
Yeah, it's all his voice. He's making all the noise with his mouth.
There are no instruments in this song. I've listened to this song a million times, and just the other day, I'm listening to it being like, whoa. This is all voices.
Yeah,
like,
it's the original Pentatonix, but just him doing all the voices.
Yeah. He even does a whoop, 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 whoop. That's crazy.
That song was the first a cappella song to reach number one. It held it for 2 weeks.
Unbelievable.
I probably only knew that from like a rare fact I read once, but it's really cool to hear it back.
Dude, I was just listening to it being like, wow, the drums are... Wait, those aren't drums.
1988, Bobby McFerrin, Don't Worry, Be Happy. Yeah, he's even doing the bass line like... He doesn't play that song anymore. He won't play it.
Well, yeah, because he has to do all the voices.
Well, he won't even sing it.
Oh, that's a good point. Why? Yeah, there's no instruments.
He won't even sing it with like instruments.
He's over it?
Because everything else he did really wasn't like that. Didn't sound like
okay,
that.
Okay, so that was my other question. Are the rest of his songs like a cappella?
Some.
Okay.
but he's very like a very spiritual.
But that's how he's known, is that song, right?
That's amazing.
Oh yeah, I mean he has more songs than that, but yeah. Don't worry. All right, Lunchbox, you were today's years old when you learned what?
I was 42 and a half when I learned that you could take a phone call on your computer and it doesn't have to be FaceTime. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
What happened that made you learn that?
I was sitting there doing something on my computer and my phone is sitting there on the table and it starts ringing and it's my brother and I'm like, oh. But then it starts ringing on my computer and I'm like, but my brother doesn't have an iPhone. So I'm like, he can't FaceTime me. And so I hit the little thing up here on the right corner, and we started talking through the computer. I was like,
did you hold the computer up to your ear?
I was like, what is going on? Funny. I had no idea. But I have no idea how to dial someone. Like, can I make a call?
You can. So that same little app, you do contacts. There are even little finger buttons you can push with the arrow. Because your screen's not touchscreen, but you can take the arrow and push the buttons there, yes.
I mean, I don't know where to open it. Like, it just popped up in the right-hand corner and it had red or green accept, red decline. And it had the phone number. And I was like, huh, let me try this.
That's fine.
Instead of reaching for my phone, I hit it and we chatted.
What a discovery.
And I was like, dude, you know I'm talking to you on my computer?
All right, Amy, you were today's years old when you found out what?
I just learned last week that you can lock certain notes in the Notes app.
What do you mean lock?
So,
like pen?
Yeah, you can, some notes, if you open up your Notes app, you may have some. They're all public unless you lock them. So,
oh, you mean not even, so I have some pinned, but I don't have them locked.
Correct. You can lock it to where it will need like a Face ID
really?
Or something to get into it.
How do I do
it.
That? I'm going to do that right now.
What are you guys trying to lock?
Don't worry about
notes
it.
Notes to ourselves.
Password.
Private.
Neo, how do I do that?
You go... Well, hold on. I just learned, and you already want me to teach, yes. Okay?
Yes, I need to know because
I learned this from my daughter because, I mean, I like to go through her phone.
Yeah, it's the top three dots.
Okay, so yeah. I'm going to this, Morgan. Top three dots, and then I'm going to do lock.
Yep.
What's the passcode, though? Do you know the passcode before you lock it?
I know my passcode, jerk.
Oh, okay.
Here we go.
All right.
Hold on. Jerk. Hold on.
Dang, dude.
Enter 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2. Enable Face ID.
There you go. Lock
oh
it.
My gosh.
And you locked all your notes or just that
no,
one?
No, just that one.
That's yep. cool.
That yeah. is great.
Yeah.
I learned that today too. Boom. I was today years old.
Mm-hmm.
I was today years old when I learned a certain band that I listened to a lot growing up. I never knew what their name meant. Like I never thought about it enough. I was telling Eddie the story of my wife and I would play cards. We play this game called Nerds. And whoever had won the last round, the last time we played, gets to pick the music. And I was really irritating her by playing nonstop Rage Against the Machine. And I've listened to a lot of Rage Against the Machine. Rages, I call them. I never knew what their name meant. Have you ever thought about it?
Yes. Rage Against Society, man. Like
no,
people
the government.
Keep
the machine.
It's fighting the government.
Oh.
And they would lead protests.
Yeah.
Like, I never ever thought about that.
I taught you that?
Yeah, I guess so.
That's pretty cool, man. I taught you something.
Like the institution.
Well, so did I. Yeah. I just taught him something.
Well, that's true. We both
okay,
did
here
it.
We go. The machine.
Yes.
The machine wow. is crooked government.
Yeah. That's crazy, dude. I mean, I knew that from the first time I heard the name.
Never thought about it.
But
down. I just thought it was like raging against machines, like cars and stuff. I don't know.
Airplanes.
People. I didn't think about the government. I was today years old when I learned that. Morgan, do you have one?
Yeah, I do. So, like, you know when somebody's texting you, you can drag an emoji and put it on top of it. And then you can put emojis on top of other emojis.
No idea what you're even saying here.
Okay, so send me a text.
Okay.
And I'll do it to your text.
Okay, here we go. Send it to Morgan a text. And...
It could be anything, boom.
Yeah, anything.
Boom. Wait, relax, everybody.
You're writing a long text there?
Boom. I just wrote boom.
Okay. Okay.
So I did boom.
All right, let me find the boom because I'll do the boom emoji. So I search for it, and you just hold down on it, and mm-hmm. you drag, and you can put it on top of it.
Let's see. Okay, I got boom. Let's see if she hits me back with something. Oh, my gosh.
And I can do multiple.
So you don't have to just do the ones that they have for you?
No. Like, you can drag any emoji and just set it on top of a text message.
The only one I thought you could do is, like, ha-ha, exclamations.
Me too.
Nope. But now I can do any emoji?
You can react with any emoji.
That's pretty cool. And it sits right on top of the text.
Yeah, or you can, like, create, like, with the wave, you can put the surfer on it.
Oh, wow.
You can?
Yeah.
Guess I'm going to do one here.
I'm doing that all day today.
Dude, I'm just going to go to old Texas so I can do this. Wait, so I just open up, like I'm going to tie it. Like I'm going to type a message and I do emojis.
And you hold down on that emoji and just drag it.
Okay, so my friend just said, how long has it been since you played golf? And I haven't at all. So I'm driving, I'm doing the mean face.
You drag it over?
I did, it's on it. That's unbelievable.
Is that so cool?
I've learned so much from this segment.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Raimondo, you have anything?
Yeah, I was this many days old when I see all those Instagram posts and it's usually women that say, fit check. Oh, I got my fit on. Mm-hmm. And so for the past years, I've always been, what does that mean? So they're kind of fit or it's a good look. So oh, I'm fit, I'm with it. They just invent this word and it's fit. I didn't know fit was short for outfit.
Yeah.
Lunch is blown away.
Yeah, I knew that, but I wasn't going to jump in and cut you off. Did you guys know that fit check is outfit check?
Yeah.
You don't even know what we're talking about.
No. You don't even know this.
You've never even seen someone do a fit check?
Nope.
He's done a fit check.
Has he?
I have.
Yes, but he doesn't know it.
I don't know if he knew he was doing it, but.
Did you know that?
Check? No chance. I didn't know what fit check.
You ever heard fit check?
Never.
Oh, so you don't even.
See, that's what I'm saying.
So what it said, it sounds like Mandarin.
I didn't know what Ray was talking about.
Do you even know Ray?
Hey, Ray.
All right, it's a good one. Thanks, Ray. All right, you can share. We'll post some of these up. You were today years old when you learned what? She ate spicy ramen and had to go to the ER, which I like ramen. I don't like really anything spicy, but they were like, hey, if you eat spicy ramen, that can trigger like blood poisoning. And then she had to go to the ER with kidney stones.
Oh.
Imagine that. You didn't really do anything.
Ooh.
You're just eating spicy ramen from Uber Eats or DoorDash. And next thing you know, it's like, God dang. I think that's what it feels like. I don't know. But when I hear that, I feel like this. Thick noodles in the packet. There is the spicy powder. This is like spicy ramen you make like when you're broke in college. Like I used to buy the bite. There were boxes, but there were little cups in the boxes.
The chicken flavored. That's a good one.
Yeah, those are pretty solid. Those were solid. I don't know about good, but those were solid. But yeah, so it's such high salt content that she had an organ issue. Kidney stones.
I wonder if she already had them and then this caused them to flare up. Because, I mean,
she blames the stones, which led to an ER visit and caused excruciating cramps. That's what I figured. I was like, ugh. I don't know. She says that it was from eating it every week for 6 months.
Okay. I mean, that'll do it.
But every week's not big. Every day would be big. Every week. I probably had it every week for 4 years.
Yeah.
Everybody's body just reacts to weird stuff in weird ways. Sometimes it's such a normal thing that can make someone's body freak out. Or you're like on the edge. It's like a fracture in a foot. Like you're running and all of a sudden you get a fracture. And you're like, dang, I wasn't even doing anything. It was everything that led up to that.
Yeah.
Like to see her diet outside of this spicy ramen. 100 wedding guests are poisoned by a dessert. Dang, that sucks. You're at a wedding. You're chilling.
Like food poisoning or they were poisoned?
No.
Yeah, like on purpose? Or
No. They were not. That would be like a law, like going to jail story.
Terrible.
This is like an accidental, like the ramen story. Video footage posted on TikTok showed seriously ill guests being assisted. Footage showed a paramedic next to a wedding invitee who was hunched over. Oh,
that's
what I feel like it sounds like. And so some of the guests were hospitalized even as of Monday of this week, even though it happened over the weekend.
Okay.
They don't really know what the dessert was. It was served by the caterer. They don't mention any foul play.
Hmm.
But what could it be that poisoned everybody?
So did you say it's a wedding?
Yeah.
So a wedding cake?
No. I'm saying what could be in it that poisoned them? There's a food poison.
Okay, I thought you were like, which dessert?
Forgot to cook the chicken all the way?
In a dessert? What kind of chicken dessert are you having, weirdo?
And maybe the buttercream was...
Is there chicken in any dessert ever?
Yeah. I don't think
so.
Okay, I'm just making sure.
Chicken pot pie.
Before somebody hit me with that, you haven't had chicken Delilah? And I'm like, I don't know what that is.
I'm going to Google chicken desserts.
Like, I do get that. If that were like the main course, probably undercooked chicken.
Yeah.
But like...
Oh, 10 best chicken dessert recipes.
Yeah. This is what it sounds like when I eat chicken dessert. Oh. Go ahead.
You're going to read the recipes?
Remember in Friends when she made that?
Meat pie.
The fingers... The meat and the fingers.
You guys remember
the Friends thing?
No.
Oh,
the layers.
The cake. She accidentally added because the cookbook was stuck together, the pages.
Yes. What do you got there, chicken boy?
What's that? Oh, cordon bleu.
That's what about that? Can I say that?
Well, if you have to ask, answer's no.
Yeah, you can say that.
No.
I let him say
no.
It.
No.
why wouldn't you be able to say it?
Well, it's a medical term.
Oh, no, no, we're not doing
Turkish
it.
Turkish chicken breast pudding. There you go.
What's it called?
Turkish chicken breast pudding.
Your assignment for the next month is to make that and bring it in.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, gosh, that looks hard.
You fought for chicken dessert, so we want to taste it, buddy. What's today, the 30th? So, okay, so sometime in May, you have to bring in Turkish chicken breast pudding.
Mm. Okay.
We don't
One of the most popular desserts in Turkey is tavuk. It is made with chicken breast, pounded with sugar, thickened with rice flour, and dusted with cinnamon. See?
Tavuk.
That could have been the dessert, guys.
You were just throwing a Hail Mary at the chicken.
I was.
Yeah, yeah.
27 chicken-themed dessert ideas. Let's go to those.
No, I want the pudding. I don't want to do too many here, but... You don't even have to make it. You just have to...
No, these are cakes that look like chickens.
Yeah, they look like chickens, my bad.
Oh, that look a lot like chickens?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I need to know what word he couldn't say.
Well, let me play this song and he can tell... No, don't say it.
No.
It rhymes with buck.
No.
Not like that.
No.
What's it rhyme with?
Rex?
Pex?
Rex?
Bones, don't think so hard about it, man.
Yeah, Rex.
Sex.
Yeah.
Oh,
oh
my
so,
God. Okay.
Yeah.
That's it says.
Better than sex.
Right, just hit the song. Just hit the song. We were talking about this dessert that poisoned a bunch of people at a wedding, not purposefully, like food poison. And Lunchbox said it had chicken in it, to which I said, what weird dessert would have chicken in it? And then he fought for something that he Googled, and he found a dessert called chicken pudding or something. Turkish chicken pudding. So he's got a month to make it and bring it in. And then we're all going to get poisoned and make the news again.
Exactly.
It's the circle of life.
You make it with white meat chicken breast.
Oh, but that's not dessert. But the answer probably would have been eggs, as we were told.
Of course.
And like, cake.
To make people sick.
That can get you sick.
Like, but what does it mean? Bad eggs?
Rotten eggs, man. You ever heard that? Last one's a rotten egg.
Yeah. But do you...
Since rotten eggs...
Yeah, don't eat a rotten egg.
No. Do you ever accidentally use a rotten egg, or do the people making the dessert not pay attention? I don't know. I don't cook.
Or does like an egg have salmonella and you use that egg?
Possibly.
Yeah, man.
But probably not chicken.
Oh, that's why they say don't eat raw cookie dough if it's got raw eggs in it.
Could be.
Because that makes raw cookie sick.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I was thinking...
Could be chicken.
Beef.
Yeah. Oh, could be beef. No,
it's not beef.
Beef dessert?
It's not beef. Let's go and do the news.
Bobby's Big Stories.
Do you want to be a likable person? Researchers found that likable people don't blame others and are more likely to blame themselves for something before putting it on to others. They're also not controlling in conversation. They're not clingy. They don't try to impress. They also don't whine or complain about trivial things. That's from Inc. Magazine.
That checks out.
Basically, just be fake.
Okay.
Want to be likable? Play cool, be fake.
No, that just mean all the time, though. Like, there are people that do that all the time. They complain about stuff. They're like, wow, they got to be the center of attention.
I don't know who you talk about.
No, I'm just saying people in general,
you
know?
Why do you keep looking over to your right? No?
Just saying, man.
It's not lunch.
Well,
okay.
Who else whines all the time?
They whine about each other.
I was going to say.
All right, three women were likely infected while getting cosmetic procedures with HIV at an unlicensed spa in New Mexico.
This is wild. Vampire, what's it called?
Vampire facial.
CDC describes the first known cases of HIV transmission via a vampire facial. Tell me about a vampire facial.
Well, so I feel like I've had something done that's similar to this, but the blood came from me. So, or like the whatever.
That's so weird to get somebody else.
I don't know. All I know is they drew my blood. And I don't really know what happened after that. Maybe they, like, poked a little holes in my face and then massaged.
But what about the needle? What if you're using your own blood, but the needle had been used
Well, then
before?
That's a problem. Like, that's on the, that's a problem.
Yeah,
like, that's the spot. Like, we should be better than that. Like, that is... But I thought, I don't know the full situation or how it went down, but I thought, oh, my gosh, are they just massaging other people's blood, or PRP is what they call it, into... people's faces. I don't know.
Oh, I think it was probably a needle thing.
Okay, well then that's not okay. I guess, you know.
It is not.
Next time you're getting stuck, you'd be like, is this a clean needle? Like, I want to see them pull it out of that little paper thing that means it's new.
This is from NBC News. The first HIV case linked to the VIP spa in Albuquerque was discovered in 2018.
That is not VIP.
Did somebody not go review that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Give them half a star?
Yeah.
and prompted the New Mexico Department of Health to offer free testing to anyone who got injections at the facility. The department said at the time the spa was shut down after its investigators, quote, identified practices that could potentially spread blood-borne infections. The most recent case was a former client of a spa. Yeah. This is not good.
That's terrible.
Ruh-roh.
Our iHeart Country Festival, presented by Capital One, is in Austin this Saturday. You can watch it. Stream it on Hulu at 8, 7 Central. It's going to be really cool. Keith Urban, Jason Aldean, Jelly Roll, Old Dominion, I'm hosting it. You want to get tickets, you can come to Ticketmaster.com. But on Hulu, 8, 7 Central, you can watch it coming up this Saturday night. A couple accidentally shipped their cat in an Amazon return package.
Accident.
Come on. Yes. Because cats are, they have the ability to sneak and, you know, quietly get in places.
And they love boxes.
I need to know how big this box was. But it arrived safely 6 days later, hundreds of miles away.
I mean, not only do they love boxes, and I get that you probably think it's a big box, but cats also, like, their bodies can, like, squish into really tiny positions.
A Utah couple accidentally shipped their cat. The cat was found safe in California. An Amazon worker found the cat. Imagine that.
Oh, my. Yeah.
Why is that box moving?
And meowing.
And in the box, it's like on like bubble. I mean, it looks like a pretty comfortable place. I'm not going to lie, but it had no food or water. The cat named Galena was discovered safe and well. They noticed the cat had gone missing April 10th. For nearly a week, they searched the house and neighborhood. They even put up posters from Business Insider. I believe it was an accident.
Yeah.
Was that next day, Prime?
Well, they sent it back.
Okay. Yeah, return takes a long time. Three to five business days.
Oh, yeah, you can't like prime back.
Yeah, they don't do that.
Speaking of cats, Doja Cat, is not a cat, an artist, says, I don't make music for kids. Stop bringing your kids to my shows.
Oh.
I think that's an interesting thing to say. Yeah, I do too.
Have y'all seen that thing about, because Taylor Swift in her new album, there's cuss words, and I guess previous to this album too, but there's like memes making fun of parents that are all mad about it online, and they're like, what am I supposed to do? Like, my four-year-old can't listen to Taylor anymore. Why is she doing this to us? And it's like, your four-year-old, that's not who Taylor's singing to anymore ever.
Yeah, also, it's your four-year-old. You should probably check out what they're eating, what they're watching,
what
they're listening to.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's some F-words, big F-words.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But she's an adult now.
Well, she's been an adult, and it's like 30 something.
Right, I know, but it's like some parents don't realize that, and they want her to just like make music for their kids.
That's from consequence.net, where Doja Cat says, don't bring your kids. Experts say seeing demons when you wake up is common.
What?
This is from the New York Post. Now, Mike, didn't you say you had a problem? This is Movie Mike D., where you would wake up and see like goblins or something?
I would feel something like on my chest, like weighing down, and then I would like hear something in my like ear, like screaming at me. And
when
I
felt you
like
wake it was a up, demon.
Yeah,
like you're like, oh. Is it right when you start to come out, or are you fully awake before it happens? When does it set in?
It's like I'm asleep, and then it wakes me up because I feel it. I feel like something changing in the room.
What did you always credit that to?
I thought it was like sleep paralysis, like some kind of demon.
Well, those are two different things, though.
Yeah.
Like, if you have sleep paralysis, it doesn't have to be a demon. Did you think, like, the demon was from, like, a curse? Or you had done something to bring the demon?
I have only traced it back to one apartment that I lived in, and I think it was something in that apartment.
Turns out people who deal with sleep paralysis, not all, but some, deal with spooky, shadowy figures when they wake up. If you wake up swearing you saw demons or shadowy figures, you're not alone. Professor Chris French explains it further, saying that during the Middle Ages, these were commonly interpreted as attacks by sex-crazed demons.
What?
You're getting... That demon just wants some action, bro. What? Give it up.
Dang, dude.
Experts recommend waking the body up by wiggling your fingers and toes to shake off spooky images brought on by sleep paralysis.
The demon wants Mike?
Do you think, though, that you have demon images because somehow you have thought about a demon? And so when you wake up, that's... Well, for me, let's say it could be my favorite Arkansas Razorback football player. I wake up and it's like Matt Jones is there... Hey, hi. You know?
Well, he said it was specific to where he was living, and that could have been the energy in that place. There could have been.
Unless it was specific to it being haunted, so we always thought it was haunted. Therefore, he woke up with a demon on him. Because you know how sometimes you'd be watching a show and you go to sleep and you have dreams about it. What if that's what the demon is? What's in your mind?
Movie Mike, probably watching a movie about demons.
Mike's a pretty dark guy anyway, you know? Well, good luck with that. Do you still have them?
No, every now and then I'll like feel it creep back, like that feeling of having something on my chest, but it's never happened as intensely.
This is interesting. I feel like my son may have I got to read more about this.
It he said could be stuff super like just this. Trauma-based too, right?
Yeah, well, and I mean, Haiti's very dark, and there's a lot of dark energy, voodoo.
But I don't even mean things. Energy. I just mean trauma, like actual things happening, not like mystical powers.
Oh.
You know?
Yeah. Well, it could be either.
Yeah. I'd bet okay. more on trauma, though, if I were just betting. And yeah. mystical powers.
And betting man.
Well, I'm not going to. The odds of proving mystical powers are going to be tough. Is even. But it could be. What do I know?
I don't know.
Self-driving tractors. No, tractor trailers are set to hit the road.
Oh, no.
I was going to say, tractor's okay.
A fleet of self-driving 18-wheelers will soon be trucking their way across the U.S. 80,000 pounds.
Nah, man.
Autonomous vehicles. They'll be driving loads in Texas. The goal is to have thousands of trucks on the roads within 3 to 4 years from WPXI. This is good.
Oh, no.
What are you talking about? Can they have their own road?
Do you want your goods to be lesser, cheaper? Like, do you want to go to the grocery store and have it be a bit cheaper?
That'd be nice.
Yeah, but I also would like truck drivers to have a job.
But you can do both. You can have people that are now having to run these trucks from a base, so they don't have to be on the road as much.
But what about when I'm driving down the road and I stick my head out the window and I do, and then I look up and there's no one in there. Come on, man.
Shoot you. Laser. All of these jobs that are being turned into jobs of AI, computer tech, now we need, that's going to create a lot of jobs of having to actually run, manage the AI.
Yeah, those are smart people, man.
Anybody can be smart. It's just a little learning.
Whoa, Eddie, what are you saying about truck drivers?
No. What I'm saying is, like, the AI controllers, they've got to be smart. Like, us, we just drive. Like,
you don't have to do it like that. It's not, 1984, where only people that have doctorates have computers. A lot of people work with computers every single day.
Okay. Yeah, so, I guess I have one.
Training. I work with a computer.
It's also not eliminating every truck driver. Listen, ask somebody who has a CDL himself.
Yeah.
Don't mean to brag here. But what you don't want to see is, like, them do this. Goods and services are lowered. There are more jobs in manufacturing. And then there's, like, a wreck. And they're like, take them all off the road. Because there are wrecks all the time with humans. They don't say take them all off the road.
When you were driving a rig,
it sucked. It was the most nerve-wracking thing I've ever done in my life. Like, shout out to all truck drivers out there.
You said, like, don't cut them off because it takes a while to slow down.
It's big. Yeah.
Right. So how is the automatic no-driver truck going to slow down if we cut it off?
Sensing the car in front of it. Do you know that you can pull out if, like, a Tesla or an electric vehicle, if you want to, like, cheat and jump in line, when you drive way up to the side and you get in, if you do that in front of one of those, they have to stop because they have those sensors on them that if a car pulls in front of them, they slow down.
I know, but then it stops and the dude behind him, like, doesn't see it. Boom.
Well, that's on them. Don't be riding somebody's butt. Anyway,
we're not ready for this.
I'm not ready for it.
You're not ready for any new technology until it happens. And then you're like, you know what? It's pretty good. Embrace it or it's going to run you over.
Right? Literally.
Exactly. Britney Spears is reported dwindling finances are a real concern. Hey, that whole Free Britney crowd, I bet they wish now they would have been screaming that so much. Like, it ain't good. Which proves my point. You never really know what's going on. It's like, Free Britney! She's being... And then... listen, I don't even know what's going on now, but it does not look good. Last I saw, too, she had, like, shut her Instagram down or somebody had shut it down. It may be back. I don't know. But apparently now she could go broke. She has enjoyed some time in Hawaii, and she spent $350,000 the Four Seasons in the presidential suite. Dang.
I mean, that sounds nice.
That's legit.
That sounds really
good. I'd buy one of those trucks that run on electric power.
A rig.
Instead of that, yeah. What?
I don't know. I just thought she was in the, like, hundreds of millions type of wealth.
Could have spent it, though.
Really? How do you spend that?
$350,000.
Exactly. One weekend in Hawaii.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. We have the draft results here from the Things We Hope Go Away draft.
Ooh, come on, baby.
In 2024. In last place. And they'll be sitting out the next round as Morgan.
Yeah, that's fine. Everybody hates animals. I get it.
What?
At 6%, Morgan picked subscription services, low-rise jeans, and euthanasia of animals. So Morgan with the lowest vote.
Oh, interesting.
Ray at 4. Ray, you're in. Next to last place. Lunchbox at 3. Did not win.
What? Wait, people didn't want to get rid of cancer?
Well, they want to get rid of all of them.
Like, I picked cancer, and people didn't vote for that?
Lunchbox picked tipping culture, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, and cancer.
Wow.
And finished in second place. Number one was so far ahead. Eddie, it was you. I'll tell you
that's
the story in a second.
That's me?
I know.
Oh.
Amy was in second place, and she wanted things to go away in 2024. Biden and Trump, shows getting released one episode a week, and racism. I felt all three of those.
Yeah, thanks.
And then Eddie with 43% of the vote. And by the way, Eddie hasn't won since 2021.
Correct. He's
not won a draft since the draft really started. That's as far back as the records go.
Well, so what do you have?
Oh, you know what I had.
I don't remember.
And I know what I picked that won the whole thing.
So here we go. He had Morgan Wallen getting in trouble, meaning people like let him live his life.
Okay, well, he gets himself in trouble. But okay.
Scammers. And Lunchbox Negativity.
That's the one.
That's the one.
That's the one. The voice of America.
Are you sure it wasn't scammers?
No.
Yeah, people, I think all these people that voted for him are people that lost out on their life savings so they won't get rid of scammers.
Fair analogy.
Don't be negative.
You're being negative right now, though.
See, can we get rid of that, please, in 2024?
Eddie, take the belt.
Let's go.
You haven't had that belt in 3 years.
Wow, I've never held this belt. This is amazing.
He's holding the championship draft belt right now.
And I'm telling you, brother. That I'm the draft champion, brother! Woo!
What is that?
It's Hulk Hogan and Ric Flair mixed.
Oh, okay.
It was like a hybrid impression.
I didn't realize
that. Oh, yeah, snap it to a Slim Jim.
And that's the stone cold truth, baby!
That's the bottom line.
Oh, dang it. Okay. Yeah. What's
now
the rock?
He's wearing it on his head.
What's the rock?
If you smell it,
you smell what Eddie's cooking!
I guess the rock, is he the first to say, like, you know, cooking? Because that's what the kids say now. Like,
they say cooking? Oh, yeah, they do. I've heard that.
I don't
that.
Think it's same context, though.
It's not?
I don't think so.
Like, it's what he's bringing?
If you smell,
because that's what my daughter's friends told me. Like, I was speaking with them about some hard things, like bringing the truth to them about how they can act because this one person at their school was treating them a certain way. And they were like, dang, Stasher, your mom is cooking. And what she's cooking is good.
A lot of athletes
get you said that.
Yeah.
Like, let certain players cook.
Right. Like, playing good.
Yeah, and then if they are playing really well, let them eat.
Yeah.
All right, that's your news. Thank you.
Those were Bobby's Big
Stories. Last season, millions tuned into the Betrayal podcast to hear a shocking story of deception. I'm Andrea Gunning, and now we're sharing an all-new story of betrayal. Stacy thought she had the perfect husband. Doctor, father, family man. It was the perfect cover for Justin Rutherford to hide behind.
They led me into the house, and I mean, it was like a movie. He was sitting at our kitchen table. The cops were guarding him.
Stacy learned how far her husband would go to save himself.
I slept with a loaded gun next to my bed.
You did not just say, I wish he was dead. He actually gave details and explained different scenarios on how to kill him.
He, to me, is scarier than Jeffrey Dahmer.
Listen to Betrayal on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More better.
Hey, I'm Melissa Fumero.
And I'm Stephanie Beatriz. You may know us from television.
99.
And now we're here with our very own podcast, More Better with Stephanie and Melissa. We've known each other for thousands of years.
And we've been through it all together.
And we are totally killing it. We are literally the best.
No notes. Life is great.
None of that was true. JK, JK. Join us on our excellent adventure as we take on topics like listening to yourself.
There were a lot of red flags, and it did take me 8 years to get there, but I got there.
The challenge of self-care.
This is important because now you're about to be a mom of two kids.
And making friends as an adult. We're going to share our struggles.
Just white-knuckling through life, babe.
We're going to speak to experts, and we're going to share everything we learn with you. Listen to More Better with Stephanie and Melissa as part of the Michael Duda Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
When the Taliban banned music in Afghanistan, millions were plunged into silence. Radios were smashed, cassettes burned. You could be beaten or jailed or killed for breaking the rules. And yet, Afghans did it anyway. This is the story of how a group of people brought music back to Afghanistan by creating their own version of American Idol. The danger they endured.
They said my head should be cut off.
The joy they brought to the nation.
You're free completely. No one is there to destroy you.
I'm John Legend. Listen to Afghan Star on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do we want to chase the bait is the question. Because we've been baited before. But Lunchbox says he wants to do a segment called Lunchbox is going to change someone's life. And he wants to do it coming up tomorrow on the show.
Why do we?
But today's the tease. He wants to talk
is
about
is that his thing now to just why? Tease something for weeks?
Now, do we? Lunchbox, what's the bit?
No. The bit is I have something that's going to change someone's life in this studio. Could be multiple people in this studio.
No, he's saying, what is it? Just tell us, dude.
Well, I'm just saying,
it's coming up tomorrow.
Right, he wants, like, build.
Like, I want to do it, but let's do it right now.
Yeah, please.
No. Can't do that.
The condition is we have to, like, tease it for a day.
Yeah, we have to tease it for a day.
Or tease it for 2 days.
But last time we teased something for 3 days, Eddie eating an egg.
No, it was Eddie littering like a disgusting human being.
Eggshells, that's not litter because it's biodegradable.
If I threw a banana peel in Eddie's front yard every single day, it would be pretty disgusting.
Yeah, no, what Eddie did probably wasn't okay. Like, he shouldn't do it. But it wasn't three-day tease worthy. You know?
This is at least one-day tease worthy, if not two.
So if we don't do this whole tease thing, like, we won't hear from...
Correct.
Okay.
So here's the deal. We either will not do the bit, it'll never come up, and we won't know it, or we have to let him tease it and reveal it on Thursday.
Okay. There you go.
Do you want to hear what he suggested?
Sure.
Because last night I got an email, and it says, let's just say this is a tell-me-something-good that's going to have people pumped. Someone's life is going to be changed forever, and in a good way. I need to tease this to get people to listen on a later show. The best part is they have no idea that their life's about to be changed forever, and it could change multiple lives.
That's right. Mm.
Do we just cancel, disregard the bit, or do we let them do it and fool us into caring?
Whoa, don't say fool. This is life changing.
Yeah, but when you start something with, let's just say.
That's how you email me.
The email said that. But you know what? This is a chance for him to maybe do something positive. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Let's vote. The bit or tease it today, guys, and then tomorrow and then do it Thursday.
Your life can be changed in a negative way.
Go ahead.
Oh, good point.
Vote, Eddie.
But it said it could be considered a tell me something good.
Yeah, I like all that.
For you.
Tell me something good. Bones, I think that I need to give him a chance to maybe do something good.
So we're going to let him tease it.
I think tease
it today, tease it tomorrow, and then do it Thursday. Amy?
I'm in. Yeah.
After all that pushback, now you're in?
I have no choice. I thought we'd push back and he might say it, but if he's not going to, of course, I want to figure out what it is.
I'm in. I just worry. At times, he tricks us.
This is not a trick.
Or it's something that's super negative. Like, he's so upset about the St. Jude thing, which there's no reason to be upset at St. Jude. We're very involved with St. Jude. I was in the hospital a lot as a kid, which is why I'm involved with St. Jude to the level that I am. But the fact that you can be upset at them and the work, that to me, I don't even understand.
You do understand.
Well, they didn't hire you for an event? I don't think they hired Abby or Scuba Steve.
I saw pictures online that Scuba and Abby were hosting a St. Jude, like, dinner or lunch or brunch on Sunday. And I'm like, has St. Jude gone mad? Have they lost their mind?
Who says that?
If whoever's in charge over there, they need to reevaluate their structure or who's running that organization.
Why?
Because no one.
Abby just ran the marathon.
Okay, great. But anybody at that brunch, they don't know who Abby is. They went to the lowest fruit on our poll and said,
tree.
That's a lot of different
low-hanging
fruit on our tree and said, will you come host our event? Or did the email come in for one of us and they are the ones that received it and we're like, we'll just do it ourselves? Because Scuba walks in, they're like, who's this guy? Like, I mean, I was shocked to see pictures. St. Jude, you've got to get your crap together.
Because they didn't ask you to host an event? Didn't you go to one of these events?
I hosted it.
Now, hold on. Weren't you drunk?
Costume contest, right, Halloween.
That's right.
Didn't you show up and host an event at St. Jude with drunk?
Alcohol was involved. It was a costume party.
But again, you were working.
It was called costume party. So when I hear party, it means I can party.
Scuba, no. It means it's a party for everybody except really the host who's supposed to be professional.
You ever watch New Year's Rockin' Eve? They're all drinking on there. Andy Cohen's on there.
But that's not the same show. New Year's Rockin' Eve is not the same show as
Yeah, season. But you look at someone who's a little more put together, like Ryan Seacrest. He's not drinking. He's doing his job. Like, I was even offered alcohol at this event. I turned it down three times because I'm there to do a job and then go home.
Two things. One, how did you get the job? And, I mean, did you just volunteer?
No, so one, Abby's connection, she did the race, so that makes absolute sense, because this was a banquet for people who raised money for the St. Jude race. Now, the ask was directly for myself and Abby. It wasn't like it was like Bobby, Amy, and then on down the line. It was just like they wanted me and Abby to do it. Right. I honestly felt weird about it. I'm like, no one's going to know who I am when I walk up there. I'm just going to do whatever.
I'm glad you realized
but
that.
But I didn't care because they hired me to do a job, and so Abby and I went up there. We prepared. We had scripts. We had lines. We had things we had to hit.
Were you drunk?
I was not drunk.
Did you still excess St. Jude backpacks or memorabilia that's meant for other people?
No, they even offered food and I declined. I didn't want to take anything from St. Jude. Just give them my time and move on.
Lunchbox, remember when he took like multiple backpacks?
I took four backpacks.
So I think maybe all those things are maybe the reason why they skipped him and went down the line. They wanted someone more professional.
Yeah. Okay, I think that's fair.
I am just wondering.
That's like, why I don't believe the bit he's doing this. So it's not going to be some super positive bit he wants us to teach.
It's probably not going to be. We should just do it now and rip the band-aid and be done.
No. I'm just wondering. I mean, I don't know. Maybe there's been a change of guard over at St. Jude.
It's the same people. They know who you are. They know who we are.
Okay. Change of guard, meaning?
Maybe they got new people in that don't really understand like what's going on and who to hire for their events, who's going to bring the most people and the most recognition.
I mean, it wasn't a draw to sell tickets. It was a thank you to you for donating money. It had nothing to do with it. They didn't need sale.
But if you have Jelly Roll host it, the pictures online are going to get more clicks than if you have a guy working at the grocery store bagging groceries hosting it.
Well, they didn't get either of those people, so.
I mean, pretty much.
Oh, my God.
Oh, see, that's why I don't believe the bit for Thursday.
I know. I changed my mind, Bones.
You can't. We've already voted.
Oh, yeah. I can't go back?
Mm-mm. I'm just saying, like, it just shocks me that I'm
And then your hate on Abby. Abby did a good thing. She ran for 2.5 hours over the weekend.
It was 2 hours and 6 minutes.
Yeah.
And raised money.
But for years, multiple years.
Yes, exactly. And people who were there, one woman was there. She'd been doing it since 2011, raised over $500,000. There was a girl there who has been fighting cancer. Her family raised. I mean, you have no basis to stand on. It's absolutely ridiculous.
Did you raise money?
Yeah. Did you raise money and did you race?
Yeah.
You're lying.
He's going to say he raises money every year at the Radiothon.
Boom. Thank you very much, Amy. You took the words out of my mouth.
You have nothing really to do with that.
I don't have anything to do with it.
You answer a few calls.
I'm part of this show.
He's here. I'll give you some credit. You are here. You are helpful in that scenario, but I just, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yes,
I mean, I don't know what to say. Without me, Abby wouldn't have reached her goal.
That might be true.
She only got to her goal because you were so mean. Start giving me some cred.
No. You were so mean to her that Amy and I felt bad, so we donated to her.
Whatever gets the needle moving, right?
Whatever gets the needle moving.
That's right.
Is that a thing? Okay. Well, Thursday, everybody.
Tune in
for a segment that's going to change the life of somebody here on the show. Allowed it to happen.
I got tricked.
If we get upset at being tricked again, we allowed it to happen. All right, we'll come back in a second. Amy has a report on Johnny Unitas.
Oh, that's right.
Ready, Amy?
I'm ready.
90-second report and action.
Okay, so while I just learned of Johnny Unitas this week, he's actually very well known. Like, he once made an episode of The Simpsons type known.
Oh.
I feel like that puts you in a different category.
I know, by the way. I'm just leading you to the point.
What did he do?
Well, so in the episode, it highlights his iconic presence in football culture. Because he was hailed one of the greatest quarterbacks in football history.
I feel like you copy and pasted because you wouldn't say hailed or in what episode.
It was
an episode in the 90s with Bart where Bart had a football coach, Ned. And then Ned like needed guidance or whatever. So he had this like image of Unitas came to him like to give him advice.
Let me set this up. I collect these auto cuts. And it's in a sealed pack, and it says authenticated, and I have a Johnny Unitas. And Amy's like, who's that? I said, do a 90-second report. Mm-hmm. So this feels like copy-paste.
Well, when you write a report, you write, like...
No, you don't copy-paste.
But you write it in a way, like...
In your own words.
I can say hailed.
You've never said hailed once in your life.
Okay, go ahead.
He's one of the greatest football players of all time.
Go ahead, tell us more about Johnny Unitas.
Do you know what year he was born?
I don't.
So yeah, 1933.
Let's go.
Wow,
yeah.
Good deal.
He was born on May 7th. So, guess what? His birthday's next week.
Okay. What else? Like, give us something about her.
That's all she's got.
No, that's not all I have. I have other things about him. Like in the 50s and 60s is when he became a household name when it comes to football, because he was quarterback for the Colts around that time.
What about college?
Oh, college. Yes, yes, yes. He went to University of Louisville.
Okay.
Right?
You're giving, yes, but you're giving me
where the... he hailed. Anyway, when he was at University of Louisville, that's when he was drafted by the Steelers.
Oh, so the 90-second rule doesn't happen because she started with an episode of The Simpsons.
Well, I just thought that showed his place in
pop
football
culture. Pop culture relevance.
Pop culture, yes. Even because his haircut even was iconic. Like when you saw him as the character on The Simpsons, without even hearing what they were saying or seeing, like, you would know, oh, that's Johnny Unitas, because he had this, like, what do they call it? Like a
buzz cut?
Buzz cut, like, but flat on top.
Yeah. Hey, Mike, dude, you're a Simpsons expert. You think she's wrong on something?
What? Well, what she referenced earlier didn't happen in an episode. What she's talking about now was the reference of his haircut.
Okay.
Abe Simpson is watching football, and he's like, look at his hair. He was, like, making fun of Joe Namath's haircut, and then he sees Johnny Unitas. He's like, that's a haircut you can set your watch to.
But there's another episode, though, where Bart is playing football.
We spent too much time on The Simpsons. This is about Johnny Unitas. Okay, you have 30 more seconds.
I know, but I feel like...
Go ahead.
Yeah. Okay. So, well, now I'm throwing.
You got to roll. You got to roll.
20 seconds.
You got
to
go.
You're about to get letter graded. It ain't going to be good.
Okay. Listen, he was known for his work ethic. He remained devoted to family and community throughout his life. He was like...
But what about him is different? Why is he so famous?
Oh, because of how he played on the field. Like, he was part of the greatest game ever played before when the Giants took on the Colts. Okay. Yeah.
Well, what happened?
He was a good... quarterback.
Okay, time.
Oh, boy. What do you mean what happened?
She gets a D.
You want me to tell you specifically what happened in the game?
Give the highlights of their life.
But he had, like, good work ethic. He was humble. Like, people liked his leadership skills.
That could be anybody.
Did he win a Super Bowl? Like,
guys, yeah.
She didn't know. She's scared. Yeah. She's looking through it now.
He has 10 Pro Bowl selections.
No, Pro Bowl's not Super Bowl.
Oh, boy.
Whatever. Like,
disaster.
Whatever.
It's a disaster.
I didn't know he got drafted by the Steelers, though. That's a good one. Thank you, Amy.
You're welcome.
He did win a Super Bowl versus the Cowboys.
Did you find the Simpsons episode where Bart is playing football?
Okay, so Johnny Unitas was the first.
What was he? You tell me.
Great job. Lunchbox, I'm going to let you do one tomorrow.
About?
90 seconds. My next auto cut, Ed Asner.
Whoa. Yeah.
Ed Asner. Ed Asner. I need a report tomorrow. 90 seconds.
I don't know who that is. This is interesting.
I've never even heard of this guy.
But that's the point.
Well, I don't really care.
Did you know?
And please don't watch an episode of anything.
I've seen this guy.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, but I mean, he ain't interesting.
He's dead now.
Did they have
he was super famous.
Wait, he's not an athlete.
No, he's not. They're not all athletes.
Oh.
Ed Asner. Go ahead. We'll be tomorrow.
Okay.
Go
ahead. They have a 30 for 30 on Johnny Unitas?
Are you asking a question?
Yes.
Or do you know the answer?
Well, I don't want to watch it. I feel like...
But you...
What? I don't want to watch it. I feel like... That report, what am I supposed to read? Listen, every single detail about this guy?
No, but you... But you could, like, give us...
I probably spent a little too much time reading about The Simpsons.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
I feel like she was researching, saw a clip of The Simpsons, and then it got sidetracked. Honestly.
And can I be honest? These autographs are going to be the end of us because we're going to do a report on every autograph.
We're going to learn. The
report is not hard.
We're going to learn because now I'm going to know if Johnny Unitas comes up in some trivia or I get him in Pictionary, I'm going to know how to draw him.
Flat top.
If you ever get Johnny Unitas in Pictionary, that's a bad Pictionary game.
But I mean, I will know exactly what he looks like. And he was known for his iconic high top cleats.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hailed from...
where he's born. He was born in Pittsburgh.
Read your opening again. Just read your opening. This makes me laugh out loud because you can tell she just copied and pasted it. Go ahead.
When I started with, I just learned of him this week.
No, when your part.
Okay, well then I said he's on episode, his iconic presence in football culture. He was often hailed as one of the greatest quarterbacks in football history.
If a teacher heard you do that. They would know for sure.
Oh my gosh, did you use AI?
ChatGPT, born on May 7th.
That's funny.
She used ChatGPT.
Yeah, of course I did, but I also learned about him. I pulled it up to learn about him and read about him.
Amy,
and then,
you'll have to teach me how to do that on that.
Hey, hold on. I'll do this now. I'll watch this.
Great. It's going to be...
Can you give me a 30-second report on Ed Asner, what he did, and who he was?
You should have done Johnny Unitas. It would have just been what Amy just said.
No, because it depends on A, how you ask it, and then obviously...
That's better. Don't let Lunchbox, don't tell Lunchbox how to do AI at Sheets. No AI.
I mean, wait, we will for I'm sure
know. Like, let me do it again.
I have no idea how to do it.
Can you give me 30 seconds on the highlights of Johnny Unitas's career and personal life?
If it starts with The Simpsons.
It's not. The Simpsons weren't on there. I did that myself.
Okay, you ready to hear it?
Yeah.
Let's see how long. Let's see if this is better
than... What if AI's like, well, I just learned of Johnny this week.
Johnny Unitas, often regarded as one of the greatest quarterbacks in NFL history, played primarily for the Baltimore Colts. He led the Colts to multiple championships, including a historic victory in the 1958 NFL Championship game, referred to as the greatest game ever played. Unitas was known for his pinpoint passing, leadership, and clutch performances. Off the field, devoted family man, and active in his... He definitely stole some of those.
Oh,
ones.
No.
But that stuff I was just saying from the dome of what I read.
Okay.
But, I mean, I was regurgitating.
Yeah, I like it, though. Lunchbox, Ed Asner tomorrow. Don't tell him how to do chess.
Did he go to the Super Bowl?
Yeah, he won. 1971. Beat the Cowboys.
Cowboys, yeah.
They can fit that in the 90 seconds. By they, I mean AI. Except for Simpsons. That I pulled that from somewhere else.
Yeah, The Simpsons on YouTube. Okay, good. Thank you. That was a good time. Did you have a good time?
I did. Except for I just want to make sure that Mike knows maybe there was two episodes. Right? He did. What, did I just dream this up?
It wouldn't be the first time. But we still like you. Hulu, Saturday night. 8, 7 Central, our iHeart Country Festival. You can watch it. It's streaming live on Hulu. 8, 7 Central. I'll be hosting it. Jelly Roll, Aldine, Old Dominion. Be sure to watch it. That'd be awesome. Be awesome if you did.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Aurora, Colorado. A 40-year-old man went to Burger King, ordered some food in the drive-thru, and pulled up, and they said it'll be $8.75. He said, hey, I don't have an American Express. I don't have cash. But will you take this? Oh. And it was a bag
of something else green.
M-E-T-H.
Oh, meth.
Well, you can say it.
I almost guessed that.
M-E-T-H. I would have thought it was like weed.
Yeah.
I didn't know he was going to go that hard. Yeah.
And the employee said, oh, no, sir, I can't accept that. I need either cash or card. And he said, pulls out a gun and says, you will take this. For the food.
Yeah, if someone pulls drugs and offers it as a payment, I'm just going to shut the window because their next movement is probably not also going to be smart.
Right.
Which it could be pull a gun. It could be offer more drugs. I don't know. I'm just going to shut the window and get away.
But I would think the meth would be more than like $8,
they're not
right?
going to sell it on eBay. I think it's not a turnover.
Right.
It probably also depends who's working the register at the drive-thru.
Yeah.
Like if you see someone and it's like a kid. You know, you're like, nah, probably not into meth. But can I get someone else to work the register until you get someone that looks like your buddy from the pool hall? You know? But no, that's a bad idea altogether.
But he didn't stop there. He drove across the street to 7-Eleven and tried it again. Didn't work.
Oh, man. He's desperate, huh?
And that was his currency.
That's
like the pelts from the old days. Sometimes they'd trade pelts. This guy wants to trade meth. All right, there you go.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your bonehead story of the day.
Amy, you witnessed Eddie giving fatherly advice yesterday?
Yeah. Gosh. So, McKitty,
you know
works in our building.
No, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, let me tell you. This is also falls under the category of Eddie's so busy all the time because he probably talked to this coworker of ours for 30 minutes or so about life, and the coworker's talking about how he went out over the weekend. And
what if it's sincere advice? I don't have a problem with that.
It was out till 4 a.m., and then I guess there's some girl, and Eddie's like, don't hook up with her. You need to get in earlier. What are you doing out all the time?
Like, sounds like
this is like a single guy that can do sort
good
of
influence.
Whatever he wants.
I mean, he was hanging out, so we were talking. Like,
was he asking you for advice?
No. Not really. Not really.
No,
but,
no.
But we've talked a lot about these kinds of things, and I just kind of, he doesn't have a dad. So this is like really
serious.
But
you're
he doesn't
also
have a dad.
Not a lot older than him, are you?
No. But sometimes like he needs to come to a fatherly figure to like talk about this stuff.
And what did you hear Eddie tell him?
Well, gosh, I didn't know McKitty didn't have a dad. So now this.
I don't have
different.
A dad either. I don't go to Eddie going, what do I need to do?
Well, I don't think McKitty was coming to Eddie. I think they were just talking about the weekend. Like apparently McKitty like had invited Eddie to lunch and Eddie bailed on him or something.
At a dentist appointment.
Like I know too much. This is how long they were talking, and I'm like trying to sit here and work, and they're in the studio.
What was the girl thing?
Well, I don't want to say too much because, like, that's his business.
It's a girl but that he, it, like, sees once in a while. And I'm like, dude, if
but
you're not.
Sees, you mean. Like,
yeah.
He's like,
and I'm like, if you're not serious, don't see her.
Because you might
Why?
Mess up. You might mess up and then you have
you
to be
can
with
have
her
fun.
Forever.
I feel like he's hurting her feelings. Like, that's it.
Oh, yours was about emotion.
Yeah, man.
It wasn't about
my
accidentally.
Gosh.
Like,
No. Like enough's enough kind of stuff.
Got it. Well, yeah. You're just a little too old to be his dad. I would say big brother.
Okay, older brother. There we go.
But it sounds like you spent a lot of time listening to
them. No, I had no choice. They're in the studio and I'm working.
But you know what? Amy was so quiet.
Why didn't you kick them out?
Well,
this is a workspace.
What was I supposed to do? I was like, I don't know. This is awkward.
This is what
I just sat there.
For next time. Guys, get out.
Talk about your stuff.
I'm working. Well, Eddie, sounds like you were trying.
Yeah, man. I mean,
Bobby, I do think maybe he was a little bit, but I think if you had witnessed it, you might also
think.
Why'd
I kick him out 5 seconds into it?
For sure.
Let's say you didn't and you witnessed it. I think you also might be like, wait, is Eddie like jealous he can't do this stuff, so he's making this guy stop?
No.
Living vicariously, but then wanting to shut him down out of jealousy.
Yeah.
No, guys, I've had my time. I've been there, done that.
Probably at the same age as McKitty when you were doing it.
He's not that much younger than Eddie. Bye, buddy.
Yeah. Mr. Bobby Bones.
Last season, millions tuned into the Betrayal podcast to hear a shocking story of deception. I'm Andrea Gunning, and now we're sharing an all-new story of betrayal. Justin Rutherford. Doctor, father, family man. It was the perfect cover to hide behind.
Detective Weaver said, I'm sure you know why we're here. I was like, what in the world is going on?
Listen to Betrayal on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the story of how a group of people brought music back to Afghanistan by creating their own version of American Idol. The joy they brought to the nation.
You're free completely. No one is there to destroy you.
The danger they endured.
They said my head should be cut off.
I'm John Legend. Listen to Afghan Star on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Melissa Fumero.
And I'm Stephanie Beatriz. You may know us from television.
99.
And now we're here with our very own podcast, More Better with Stephanie and Melissa. Join us as we take on topics like listening to yourself, the challenge of self-care, and making friends as an adult. We're going to share our struggles. We're going to speak to experts. And we're going to share everything we learn with you. Listen to More Better with Stephanie and Melissa on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.